all the time because they sorry he went to Syracuse. Coach Pascal only coached at Syracuse, so his name was familiar. So it was just kind of ironic, you know. Coach Pascal said, "You can be a David Tyree," and then, you know, I get compared to him. So he brings a smile on my face, and he's a good guy. I met him and talked to him a few times, so you know.
Good you talked to him here or before this?
No, here.
Here.
Yeah, so it's kind of ironic. Coach Pascal kept comparing me to him, and now I'm meeting him.
Now you're bigger than him.
Yeah.
He was, you know, known more as a special teams guy. He made one of the greatest catches in history,
yeah,
which I'm sure you've seen a million times, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Yeah, you know, he used his special teams ability, and he got to work into wide receiver. So I'm hoping to follow that same pattern, if not, you know, get a more rotation at wide receiver. But I know I'm going to be a special teams guy right now.
And what do you think of that? You know, I mean, you look the part as a special teams guy. You have to embrace that and really like it, don't you?
Hey, whatever I can do to help the team win, contribute to the team, I want to do it.
What can you do? What can you add there? I mean, can you be a great gunner? What can you be in?
Yeah, in terms of right now, I was working at gunner. We did punt today, so I was doing whatever I could with gunner, using my physicality. And then when it gets to other things, like kickoff, run down, kickoff, making tackles, front line, you know, blocking for the return or kick return. So once those things come, I'm just going to take advantage of it and just go full out with it.
And what about what you can add as a receiver? You know, that's the thing I think they want to see.
As of right now, yeah, I'm one of the bigger guys. You know, I want to, you know, better help out in the run game blocking, going across the middle, and whatever role they give me in terms of wide receiver, I hope it increases later on down the road. But, you know, as of right now, like I said, going across the middle, maybe being a red zone threat, just, you know, blocking for other receivers and running backs.
Can you catch the ball off your head?
Oh, yes, I can.
Can you?
Yeah, I believe I can.
Have you ever tried it?
I do practice, you know, catch on one hand, but I never, like, try to, you know, do that. But no.
So you come to a team with the guy who catches the ball off his head and the other guy who catches the ball with one hand.
Yeah. Yes, those are things. I mean, I don't know if you practice catching off your head, but I'm sure, you know, Odell definitely practices. Well, you've seen him do it before games. And he instills that into his muscle memory, and that's something I try to do in a jugging machine. I'm not going to say I do it as well as him, but, you know, that's something I'm just working on, just, you know, catching ball one hand, two hands. You know, you can, like, just make the reception.
For a rookie coming in, you know, you go in the locker room, you see Beckham's locker, you see Victor Cruz's locker. It's got to be interesting stuff, I would think.
Yeah, it's crazy and it's funny because, like, I'm older than Odell Beckham, but, you know, obviously he's a lot more established than me. You know, like, I'm happy to be around those guys. When I get the opportunity to be around those guys, and hopefully I just show my worth and they just take me under their wing and just help me to do whatever I can to help the receiver court.
You know, people always talk about, the diva wide receiver, the diva wide receiver. I mean, there's a chance with both Dwayne Harris and yourself that this team could have two wide receivers as their gunners on coverage teams.
Right.
What does that say about you guys? I mean, how rare is that to have a wide receiver be willing to play that position?
Yeah, even I followed Dwayne Harris, you know, for a while too. And although he's like 5'10", but he's still a physical guy. You know, he's about probably like 205, and he shows his worth on special teams using his physicality and speed, and also as a returner. So he can go down there and make a tackle and then show he can do it with the ball in his hands. And, you know, I just wanted to be able to incorporate that same thing.
Would that be a kind of a sense of pride for you guys? If somehow, you know, obviously it's a long way to go, but to have two receivers as the gunners on a punt team?
Hey, heck yeah, I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. Whatever he can do to help the team win, contribute to the team, that's what he's going to do. And I got the same mindset.
You probably also don't think you look like a typical receiver either, do you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people always, you know, some people would guess and they'd think I was a DN. I was like, oh, no, oh, no. I'm a wide receiver. So I take pride in, you know, the compliment, you know, saying I'm a DN, but I'm a wide receiver. But I mean, I'm going to do the dirty work on special teams, yeah.
Not linebacker, DN, yeah?
Yeah, I remember I was in my All-Star game. He was like, you know, some guy asked me, like, you play DN? I was like, oh, no. I'm a wide receiver, so, you know, it's just funny.